Let's start with the Gemara Kavdalad on Beis. Omer Avami, Kosov Us Achas B'Tveria V'Achas B'Tzipor Yichayev. Write one letter in Tveria, one letter in Tzipor Yichayev. Sivahi. Shemachosar Kriva. You wrote the letters. The only problem is that it was Mechosar Kriva. They weren't next to each other. We'll see exactly what that, how you interpret that line based on the Rishonim. There's something that's Mechosar Kriva. Ah, Batnan, Kosov Al Shnei Kosli Abayis, Al Shnei Davi Pinchos. If you can't read them next to each other, pater, so then you're pater. So how can you be chayev if you write one in Tevori and one in Tzipori? No, hasan mechoser meister dekreva hacha lo mechoser meister dekreva. Over there, when you're pater, you have to perform some sort of action or a significant action in order to put the two letters together. Perhaps be over on a malacha, you have to cut it off. Over here, you're not lacking any significant action. All you're doing is placing the two letters together. You're not lacking any action. Rashi says, "Mechoser meister dekreva, eina makarvan, ela ayidik tzitza hamafzik beinehem." The chikomer of Ami, when Rami said, "You're chayiv, kigum kosov achas al sfas luach zu betveri, v'achas al sfas luach zu betzipori, va'atayocha lekarvan shelo b'maisa." You're not performing any real significant action. The only thing that you're lacking is just placing them next to each other. But that's the only thing. That's not viewed as something which is significant. You're not lacking something which is of significance. It seems from Rashi that when are you chayav for this? Right when you write it. At the very point in time when you write it, you write one letter in Tzipori, one letter in Tveria. At that point in time, you are chayav. And the chiddush is that even though they're not next to each other, just the very fact that there's potential for you to put them next to each other without any significant action necessary, without being over in a malacha, let's say, just kreva ba'alma, which is not viewed as significant, so just the potential to put them next to each other, so that will already be mechayev you. As long as you write the two letters with the potential for them to relate to each other without doing any extra activity of significance, so that will be mechayev you. And that's a big chiddush of Rashi. If you look at the Rashba has a different girsa on the Bar Ilan than he does in Messiah the Cook. And it's the Rashba over here says as follows. It says, Kosov achas b'tveria v'os achas b'tzivori chayev. Perish. Kosov os achas b'megillah b'tveria. You write one letter on the Megillah in Tveria. V'os achas b'osa megillah b'tzivori. And then you write the second letter in Tzipori with the same exact letter. Meaning, Megillah, with the same exact piece of paper. You write one letter on that piece of paper. And then with the same piece of paper, you then take that to your next town over. And then in the next town, you write the second letter. So for the Rashba, what's Mechoser Meiser Kreva? What's Mechoser Meiser Kreva is that you wrote them right next to each other. The only thing that was lacking, the chiddush of the Gemara apparently, is that the maisa ksiva, the actual act of writing, took place in two different areas. You wrote one in one place, the act of writing, and then you wrote the other, the second act of writing was in a different place. So all that, the actual action of writing, that's mechoser maisa kreva. That wasn't next to each other. But the totsah, the end result of having two letters, those two letters are right next to each other. They're on the same piece of paper. And that's what the chiddush of the Gemara is. So already Achronim point out, what kind of chiddush is this? Like, what's the havmina here? What's the havmina that if I... So what, that the action took place in two different places, but in the end of the day, you have two letters which are right next to each other. They're mamish right next to each other. So it's hard to know exactly what the chiddush is for the Rashba, but apparently there's some chiddush here that even though the action took place in two different places, you might have had a hot minute to say that would not be Aser, an Isser Deraisa. Kamash Balanda, no, there is an Isser Deraisa here.
Could it have something to do with the fact that he wrote the two letters distant in time from one another? Like, Kreva could refer to, like, the time period?
Time? So why doesn't the Gemara say that you did one letter? And the Gemara anyway says, Behala Mechad Yerchayev, it doesn't make a difference. The time doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
I'm a little bit confused of like the reality of this case. It's not really practical.
Why not?
Because on Shabbos you can't go from south to north anyway, so like...
Who said?
You're going out of your tomb.
I didn't know that.
You're maybe also not allowed to write up Shabbos.
No, but anyways, you can have, you come up with a case where you have two cities right next to each other. You're allowed to, according to some shittas, you're allowed to walk from Washington Heights to Riverdale. There are movables like that. So, one's Washington Heights.
From Tiberias to Spawn House as well.
Yeah, they also hold these just so they can walk back.
Walk back, yeah. Anyway, so either you're overrunning this or you're not overrunning this. But either way, you're running from one to another. If you look at the Rambam in Yudalef Beis, so he seems to be like Rashi. He understands like Rashi. I don't have Rambam here. But if you look at it inside, the Rambam also sounds like Rashi, that you're chayv right at the very moment that you write letter A in one city, and then you write letter B in the second city. And he says that you're chayv because you have that potential to put the two together, and all that you're lacking is the Maisa Kreva. Putting the two letters together is not of significance. And so therefore, you're chayv at the very moment that you write letter A in one place and letter B in a totally different place. That's what the Rambam says.
Yeah. Are you Limafreya only chayv after you wrote letter B in that other town?
You have to write two letters.
Right, so if you wrote letter A in Tiberia, so you didn't do anything wrong. You're still until you get to Tzipori, then write letter B, then Limafreya, you're chayv.
Limafreya, you're chayv achata. According to Mishnah Berurah, you've been over in Issa the rest of just by writing letter A. Yeah.
I think there was a Magid Mishnah on that Rambam that said that he didn't say on the edge, meaning that you could have written in the middle of Megillah in one and to the very end in the middle of Megillah Tzipori, and you could have folded it together and brought it, and that wouldn't be considered Mechus Ramayza Kreva. Like, you could. It doesn't have to be, like, the Rashi says it has to be Dafka on the edge of one Megillah and that edge of one Megillah.
Okay.
The Rambam doesn't have to be
on
the edge.
But it's not necessarily... In the end of the day, he says you still have to fold it so that it looks like they're right next to each other.
But
I'm not sure how big
of
a muscle
could
be.
But Rashi could say that's considered a Maisa.
Uh-huh, you're saying, it's a Machlokas here, how do you define whether it's viewed as a Maisa or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the case of the Rashba, it's Halamachas, meaning...
Yeah.
So how is that different?
Here's in two different places. That's what they asked. They asked, what's the fetish of two different places? That's the question that they asked on Rashba. Not from that Mishnah, but that's implicitly from that Mishnah. But they just asked, what's the fetish of the Rashba? Once we already know that you're Chayav B'Halamachas, so then what's the fetish? The fact that you wrote one in one place and the second one in the second place, the Maisa, they're right next to each other, so what's the fetish?
Well, you could say the fetish is that the Maisa, like you said, like the Maisa Ksiva extends. One long Maisa Ksiva.
But we already know that's true, because you could be chayv, you write one in 1 hour and another one in a few hours. We already know that that's chayv. They ask what's the chiddush. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Chav Beis Ozvav seems to pass on like Rashi and the Rambam, that it's all about just the fact that you wrote it, even though that as long as you have potential to put them next to each other, so then you're chayv. And just in terms of fact that the idea behind this is that you need potential to read them together, and it's all about reading them together. So just to point out, the Bir Halacha, the long Bir Halacha, he points out that if you write one letter on top of another letter, they're not next to each other the way we usually write, but one letter is on top of another letter, he says that would be putter. That'd be putter because one doesn't usually read going from up to down, but we read side by side. So therefore, that would be putter. We wouldn't look at it as together.
What do you mean above? Do you mean like one letter is like I'm reading it like this and then another like this? Or
yeah.
Are you talking about like this and this?
I'm not sure what the difference was.
One of them is that like you have like a letter here.
It's like you write the S for summer and then the kolel, the K for kolel. So
okay.
One's on top of another.
No one on the court didn't know what you're talking about.
They're lost for not being here.
Shouldn't it, I was thinking about this the other day, shouldn't it be different if you're writing in Chinese? They write up or down. It shouldn't it be different than like a crossword puzzle, where it says Derek write up or down.
Okay, I hear that. That's valid. So it might be in such a scenario where the whole point is that whether it's normal to read it as such. Yeah, and then we'll go on. Okay. So it seems in the Gemara, definitely the way you read it according to Rashi and the Rambam, that Mechusar Maisa Kreva is not of significance. If you read like the Rashba, so then you haven't really learned anything from this Gemara, because the Gemara is just saying that in the end day you have to have these two letters next to each other. Mechusar Maisa Kreva is just about the action of writing, not about the tutab having the letters next to each other. You need to have the letters next to each other. But according to the way we pass it, like Rashi and the Rambam, what comes out is that the need to put the letters next to each other is not of significance. That's not viewed as a significant act. If you have two letters that are already existing, so then to put them next to each other doesn't seem like that is of significance. So that relates to the big question found in the Shittar Amah, and also the Lavush. The big question of, let's say you have a book, and then on the side of the book, like you have often by libraries, there's writing on the side of the book, so then whenever you open and close the book, you are now erasing and then rewriting. Every time you open it, you're erasing. When you close it, you are rewriting. So let's first discuss the Ramah, and then we'll discuss the Lavush. The Ramah has a lengthy tshuva about this. And he first points out that it's Eina Miskayim. This is viewed as Eina Miskayim. So at best we're dealing here with an Issur Darabanan, because you plan on constantly opening and closing it. He points out in the middle over here, I thought this was a chiddush, he says that this is viewed as melacha shetzricha legufa. He says this is because whenever you want to open it and close it, you want it to be erased and you want to write. I thought that was very strange. Why is that called melacha shetzricha legufa? The reason why you're opening the book is so they can read it on the inside. It's not, we don't really care about what happens on the side of the book, whether you erased or wrote a letter on the side of the book. If you look at the Taz, when he's discussing this,
isn't it separation?
There's a patur of malacha shen shich legufa, that if you do perform the act but not for its intended purpose, let's say broadly speaking, so then you're patur. So if you do that act of erasing and writing, but you're not doing it because you want to erase and because you want to write, you're doing it because you want to open the book, so then that is called malacha shen shich legufa, and we pass in that's so the Ramah says that this is Malacha Shetzricha Legufa. I'm not exactly sure why he calls this Malacha Shetzricha Legufa. If you saw the Taz in Shin Mem Beis, when he also discusses this issue, so he actually, one of his Heterim is based on Malacha Shetzricha Legufa. He says that it is Malacha Shetzricha Legufa and Vipater. But the Ramah here calls it Malacha Shetzricha Legufa. But ignoring the Malacha Shetzricha Legufa, the Ramah is still going to be Mekal. He says, first of all, it's not Miskayim, and then he has two other heterim. His first heter is found in Divrei Maskil, they're both found in Achein, Divrei Maskil Achein, one's in the very first line. He says, the whole purpose of this book is to open and close the book. That's what's normally done with a book. You open it and you close it to read. So it's made to open and close. Once it's made to open and close, so that's not called erasing or writing. They often compare this to, I don't think he compares it to it, but Achronim, other the Chazanish compares it. Oh, he does compare it to opening and closing a door. When you open and close a door on Shabbos, why aren't you over on Soser and Bona whenever you open and close a door? You open the door and now you've destroyed the building. You've destroyed the building. Whenever you close the door, so now you've completed the structure of the building by closing the door. So they explain that no, since the whole purpose of the building is to open and close the door, so therefore that's just not viewed as, that's part of the structure and it's made to open and close. So therefore there's a patur of a bona. We don't view that as bona v'sosa when that's the whole purpose. So too over here says the Ramah that the whole purpose is to open and close the book, therefore you have not been over on kosev and mocher. His second svara is based on what we just said, based on the Gemara of Dalam Beis, to say why it's mutter. He says that what are you doing whenever you open and close the book? You have, you're bringing letters closer to each other. You have the letter exist, and now you're bringing the letters closer to each other. So there's no problem with bringing letters close to each other. That's what he says at first. That's what he says first, and then he goes on. And he says, but our case is slightly different, because what's our case? Our case is where you're opening and closing it, and by opening and closing it, you're opening and closing a single letter. It's not like you have two letters, and they're in two different places, and you're bringing them close to each other. Over here, there's an additional chiddush, says the Ramah. It'll even be mutter when you're opening and closing the book, where you are bringing a single letter, which is broken, and then making it, bringing it close to each other. So you have an aleph, you've just cut that aleph in half, and says the Ramah, it's not a problem, because you're bringing it back together, and it's just mechusar kreva, there's nothing wrong with it. It was just a broken aleph, which part of the aleph is not close to the other part of the aleph. And just like we said in the Gemara, that bringing letters together is not a problem, so to bringing a single letter together is also not a problem. This is what he says inside. He says, in the next next paragraph, he says, the le'in chiyuv Shabbos beiz ha'osios ka'os acher damya. Two letters is equivalent to one letter. So I want to get back to this in a moment. But he says, two letters is equivalent to one letter. And the Taz also has the same exact svara in Shin Mem Beis. He has the second svara of the fact that they're distant from one another, that's not a problem. To bring letters close together, even a single letter, is not a problem. We see that from our Gemara it's not viewed as something which is a maisa, which is hashuva. It's not a maisa of significance. So therefore, to bring letters together would not be a problem. And that's how the Ramah and the Taz Paskin, they're mako with regards to this issue. The Magen Avraham in Shin Mem Vav and in Shin Mem Yod, he quotes the Lavush, and the Lavush is machmir with regards to this case. He's machmir. And he says that really you can't do this. You can't open and close the book. And in a minute we'll discuss exactly why not. In
Shin Mem also.
Yeah, Karli Yoschat. Yeah. He's very machmir with regards to this. In Shin Mem Yod, the Magen Avraham is discussing placing letters on the paruchas. Let's say you want to put the letters on the paruchas on Shabbos. You want to write some sort of word on the paruchas on Shabbos. So that's essentially the same case as the Sefer Torah. It might be a little better because not the Sefer Torah as the book. It might be a little better because with regards to the book, you're opening and destroying, you're erasing and writing a single letter. You're bringing up a single letter. With regards to the paruchas, you're bringing letters together. You're not bringing up a single letter, but you're bringing different letters together in order to form a word on the paruchas. So the Magen Avraham is machmer even with regards to that case. Just to put the letters on the paruchas would also be a problem. So just to point out parenthetically, the Nishmas Adam, Chai Adam in the Nishmas Adam, Lamed Zayin Beis, points out that there's a din that in order to have kosev, which is something which we'll get to on Sunday, we'll deal with the Lamaisa cases, the ramifications of all these halachos on Sunday, the Nishma Sadam points out that you're only chayiv if you have a letter which is on a background. If the letter's not on a background, so then it's not viewed as ksiva, as kosev. You specifically need that letter to be on a background. So he says, with regards to the paruchas, it depends on how much that letter is actually stitched into the paruchas. If it's just stuck to the paruchas, if it's taped onto the paruchas, so then that would not be chayav. That's not viewed as really having a background. In order for it to have a background, it needs to really be stitched into that letter, and it has to be stitched into the paruchas in order for all the letters to be viewed as together. And only in such a case are you chayav. So that will have certain halachic ramifications, lemaisa, which we'll discuss on Sunday. But in the end of the day, you have this machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Lavush on the one hand, and the Taz and the Ramah on the other hand, as to whether you are chayav or mutter in a case of when you potentially chayav when you open and close the book. So what's the svara for the Lavush? Why would the Lavush hold that it's asr? L'chora, the Ramah has a good right to say that why it's mutter. The Gemara said that ma'isa kreva, that bringing letters together, is not a significant action. And so therefore, once these letters already exist, putting them together, you shouldn't be chayav from that. So what's the svara for the Lavush? So Achronim, we already explained this. This is found in Divrei Yecheskel. Discusses this, we'll see in the Shemir Shabbos, he's also going to give such a svara, to say as follows. The assumption of the Ramah, the Gemara was only discussing a case where you're bringing two independent letters and bringing them together. And you guys were discussing this right before the Shir. But there's an additional chiddush of the Ramah and the Magen Avraham. The chiddush of the Ramah and the Magen Avraham is to say, even if you were to break a single letter, you're now erasing a single letter by opening the book, you have cut the letter in half. Even so, says the Ramah, that to put it back together again, and to break it apart, that's also not viewed as a significant act. To break a single letter apart is not viewed as a significant act, as we quoted in the Ramah, one letter and two letters, it's all the same with regards to Shabbos. So they explain for the Levush and for the Magen Avraham that there's a difference between the two. In Achanami. Perhaps in Achanami, if we had two distinct letters to put them apart and to put them back together again, that would not be a problem. That's not viewed as significant. But to break up a single letter, so it's no longer viewed as a letter, so how could you not tell me that that's not just putting the two letters and separating them? You've now erased that single letter. And so therefore that should be chayav. So I think part of this is dependent upon a discussion that we had a couple days ago about the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you write one letter, there's an Isser D'Oraisa of Chatzi Shir. Right? It's an Isser D'Oraisa of Chatzi Shir. So at the time, we were discussing the Shir for Kosev. And we pointed out that the Shir for Kosev is not about just writing two letters. We brought down various cases where you're even chai for one letter. You're chai for writing one letter. And we said that the Shir for Kosev is not two letters, but it's about a Maisa Chashuvah. By doing a significant act. So I thought that one could claim, and apparently there are posting, Nimrod told me that there are posting who say this, that's write one letter, the Mishnah Berurah says, is an Issur D'Oraisa of Chatzi Shir. So I thought maybe it's not even Chatzi Shir, it's really Chatzi Melacha. That to write two letters, in a case where you have to write two letters, to just write one letter, that's not viewed as a Maisa Chashuva. So you can't even view that as Chatzi Shir. You have nothing was done of Chashiva. But apparently the Mishnah Berurah holds that no, even though there are different levels of chashiva, there's writing one letter, which is chashiv, and then writing two letters, which is more chashiv, and that higher level of chashiva is what's necessary in order for it to be asur midoraisa. Fine. So, according to the Ramah, he equates one letter and two letters. He says, just like if you were to separate two letters, it would be chayav. To distance two letters, that would be fine. So to distance one letter. To separate between one letter and then put it back together again, that would also be fine. That's what the Ramah says. It would be mutter for the Ramah. I mean, he combines it with other heterim also, but it seems like that alone, it would be mutter. So perhaps the Ramah is of the understanding that when you take two letters and you separate it into single letters, so that makes it as though it's nothing. One letter on its own is not even viewed as chashiv at all. Parallel to the suggestion that I wanted to make a couple days ago, that it would be viewed as chatzi melacha. It's not chashiv at all to turn it into one letter. So performing the act of separating two letters into individual letters, where now each individual letter is not viewed as chashiv at all. It has no chashivas whatsoever. So there's no difference between that and separating a single letter. To take one letter, to take an aleph and cut it in half, is equivalent to taking two letters and separating them. Because once you separated the two letters, each letter is bechlal not chashiv. It has zero level of chashivas. So that's equivalent to taking an aleph and breaking it off. Perhaps that's what the Ramah would hold. As opposed to the Levush and the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah, who says to be Machmir, but we'll discuss the Mishnah Berurah in a second, for different reasons altogether, they hold that no, when you separate two letters, you still have a chashuv letter there. One letter is chashuv. So you can't compare separating two letters to cutting one single letter. Fine, in a chanami, it'd be mutter to separate two letters and to bring them back together again. But to cut a letter in half, you've just destroyed the entire letter. Now it has no chashivas whatsoever. And so that's what the machlokas is tali on. So that's why the Ramah's other approach, that to separate two letters, now you've destroyed it completely, and therefore that you can compare two letters to one letter. And the Levush and the Magen Avraham will hold that no, when you divide two letters, so that there's each letter on its own is still chashiv. But to tell me that when you divide a single letter, that it has chashivas, that can't have chashivas, you just destroyed the entire letter, that would be us. Perhaps that's how we could explain this machlokas. In terms of how we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Yud Zayin doesn't discuss this whole issue. When he discusses whether it's mutter or not with regards to open and close a book, he doesn't discuss the Maisa Kreva at all. Whether it's Mechus or Maisa Kreva, he doesn't discuss that. He's Mekel based on the first point of the Ramah in his Tshuva. He quotes the Magen Avraham who's Machmir, and then he says, but the Das of the Ramah B'tshuva is l'hakal b'zeh, v'chein Das har b'acharonim, v'tamam, what's the reason for them to be Mekel? The Kaven de Asu lino v'leftoch tamid lekabash mishim mechiko v'ksiva. Because it's made to open and close, so therefore it's not viewed as mochek mikosim. He doesn't discuss this other issue, but the fact that there's maisa kriya, that it's just the only thing that's separating the two is distance, and that's not of significance. He doesn't discuss that at all. The only heter that he gives, and he's meiko based on this, is the fact that it's also lino v'leftoch, the first heter of the Ramah, not the second heter of the Ramah. And then he says v'chena minag. And in the end, he says, "Mikomakom nachon lahachmer kshish lo sefer acher." If you have another book, if you're choosing between two books to read, and one book doesn't have this lettering on it on the side, or another book does, so then you should read the one which doesn't have the lettering on the side. We'll discuss on Sunday how to get out of this. Just there are those that say that we'll discuss that on Sunday. There are those that I think Rabbi Willie has a suggestion just to always have in the book another piece of paper so that it's always divided, and then you get out of the problem. Just to leave it in. You have a book. It has letters on the side. If you put a piece of paper here so that it's always divided, you have to make sure to put the piece of paper where the letters are. The letters don't always cover the whole book.
Why can't you assume that when you're writing a name on the side that you just missed a page?
What do you mean you missed a page?
Then there's a dividing between all of them. Like when you're writing the name.
No, because when you can't tell when you see it on the side, it's still read all together. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The defining factor is that it's read all together.
When you wrote it, you can't say that you know for sure that you wrote on every single page.
You don't have to write on every page. The point is that it's all read together. You don't have to write on every page. Yeah, so if you put the piece of paper there, so that already divides it. You're not going to read. You're not going to view it as all together.
So the paper, like, stuck out.
The paper has to stick out. Yeah, the paper has to stick out. Yeah. The Chazanish, I'm not going to get into it now because I don't have time. The Chazanish questions the whole darker Bekas issue, and he wants to differentiate between bone and Tzoser. You can look at it. Just the Shmir Shabbos in Tez Zayin Ha'ara Samaches. So he essentially says what the svar that we gave for the Levush. And he says when it comes to separating letters, it's really have two letters and you're separating a letter and you're putting it back together, that would be mutter. But he says that to divide a single letter, that's the case that we're going to be machmor for, and that's going to be usur. So that's how the Shmir Shabbos paskins at the end. And in Ha'ara Samaches, he says that to actually separate between a single letter, to divide it a single letter, that would be a problem, like the svar that we gave for the Magen Avraham. Hopefully on Sunday we'll discuss the halacha l'maisa of these various issues.